Hello again, this is The Roundup on CBC Radio 1. I'm Andrea Hunter here for Bill Richardson. Well, we continue now with part 5 of The Super Adventures of Mary Marvelous by Beverly Cooper. In this episode, our superhero Mary is determined to keep her superhero identity a secret. But with local reporter Miss Muffet hot on her trail and her young daughter tempted to spill the beans to a school bully, will the world find out that she is more than just a mom and a market researcher? That she's also the mysterious Mary Marvelous. Here is Identity Crisis by Beverly Cooper, starring Catherine Disher as Mary Fobbs.
Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's just like us if she can stop a bus. Mary Fobbs started her day like any other day in May, but strange things happened, you might say, on that day in May.
The toaster started to smoke, and with her knife she began to poke.
Mistake! Zap! Electrocution is no joke. The Fobbs thought Mary was a goner as they gathered all around her, but she was okay, better than ever she did say.
For Mary's powers have been released, her mother Wanda is really pleased.
She can fly!
Ah, she can lift heavy objects!
She can dither!
She can save the world!
But can't she get a babysitter?
Sure she can!
So, hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's just like us and she can stop a bus. Hooray for Mary Marvelous!
We interrupt your regularly scheduled program for this special announcement. Mary Marvel has once again saved the day! The tense standoff between a plastic surgeon and his patient about an overstretched facelift has ended peacefully. Miss Marvel flew to the crime scene and managed to literally twist the arm of the doctor, convincing him to apologize, which immediately defused the situation. And by the way, I think I'm on the track of revealing the secret identity of our masked Marvel. I have my eye on a particular supermom. Stay tuned. This is Muffet Marks for Capital City News, signing off.
Mommy.
Oh, hi, sweetie.
That woman on the radio just said you saved the day.
Oh, already? Did Daddy notice I was gone?
I told him you went to get some orange juice.
Oh, good.
He's upstairs with Charlie's stinky bottom. Mommy, Muffet Marks says she knows your real identity.
Oh, she's bluffing.
Do you think I could just tell one person?
No.
But, Mom.
Shh, Daddy's coming.
Charlie, come on. Now, easy, Charlie. Crankles here wants his mummy, and I have got a sinus headache.
Oh, Crankles wants his mummy's breast. Come here, Charlie. It's okay. Shh.
You want toast, Harry?
I'm not hungry. Mom, can I get pink streaks put in my hair? Everyone else is. I feel so...
Oh, Charlie, don't bite.
Yeah, I'll have a piece.
Where's the dashed bread?
Under the paper.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Charlie.
Flip it up.
That doesn't work. You have to whack it with a spoon. Oh, this stupid toaster has worked properly since you electrocuted yourself.
Neither is Mummy.
Harriet.
What does a man have to do to get a decent piece of toast? I'm going to get my tools.
Oh, Bob. The last time you fixed something, we paid $600 to the Maytag repairman.
Never fear. Your dandy handyman is here.
Oh, what are you going to have for breakfast, Harriet?
I'm not hungry. Mom, did you hear what I asked?
I'll get you a bowl of cereal. Come on, Charlie. Open your high chair, sweetie.
Do I have to go to school?
Yes. Oh, what's wrong, Harriet?
Nothing. It's just...
Rise and shine!
Well, we've rised, but we're not shining. Come in, Mother.
Oh, how's my little Charlie? Well, you ready for a big day at the mall with Granny?
The mall?
Well, I have to buy my lottery tickets, and he loves the video games. You know, the sound of the machine gun shooting down the men and the screen filling with blood. And he
Wanda, I don't want Charlie exposed to that kind of...
Oh, Bob, don't you give me that holier-than-thou attitude. I know perfectly well you used to shoot rodents with a BB gun.
How did you know that?
Can't keep a secret from Mother.
And what about you, young miss? Why are you looking so gloomy?
I hate school.
Oh, trouble with your friends, huh? Here you go. Here's a $10 bill. You go buy him a box of Timbits.
Oh, thanks, Granny.
Mother, I don't think...
Harriet, are you having trouble with friends?
Oh, my Lord. Bob's not going to try and fix something again, is he? Librarians don't make good repairmen, Bob. There's professionals.
You're stereotyping librarians again, Wanda.
Oh, gosh. Look at the time. Red alert. Harriet, throw some food in your mouth. Grab your homework. Bob, are we dropping you off at work?
I don't have to be there till 10. I think I'm going to tinker with his toaster.
All right. Charlie needs some solids, and I'll pick him up about 2. We're off to the races. Harriet!
I'm coming.
Have a good day at school, sweetheart.
As if that's remotely possible. What's the point of having a superhero for a mother if I can't tell anyone? It's no fair. My life would be so much easier if you would let me tell just one person.
Why is it so important, Harriet?
Because... Oh, my God. There she is.
Who? Harriet, get up off the floor.
Did you see me? The girl with the pink hair?
Harriet, sweetheart.
Hey, Fobs. What's that big secret you were going to tell me? And what are you doing down there? You're not hiding, are you?
Just getting my lunch. Bye, Mom.
Harriet? Harriet, are you all right?
Don't, Mom. You'll only make it worse. Can't talk now, Olivia. Gotta run to clean up blackboard.
Likely story. More likely you don't have anything to tell, you sissy. Why don't I shove your face in the boys' toilet and see if you're telling me the truth?
Oh, poor Harriet. No wonder she was
Mary Fox.
Yes?
Or should I say Mary Marvel?
What?
I'm Muffet Marks from Capital City News. You're the supermom, aren't you? You're Mary Marvel.
You think that I'm Mary Marvel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. that's very funny. I mean, I only wish...
Weren't you the one who stopped the truck from speeding down upon your daughter, Harriet?
Oh, no, it wasn't me. It was some lady who was walking her little chihuahua dog, and thank God she did.
Are you sure?
Oh, that's just too... Too funny that you would think that, and I have to go to work now.
Oh, hey, watch out for that kid! Are you okay?
Oh, fine.
Fine!
Silly me.
That can't be Mary Marvel. But if she's not Mary Marvel, then who is?
Hello, this is Mary Fobbs from Canfax Market Research Firm. Today, we're doing a survey on hair products for women.
Stop it up your derriere.
Oh, thank you, I will. Yes, have a nice day. Rejection number 93. Must be a new record.
Line 2 is for you, Mary.
Hello?
Mary Fobbs?
Hmm?
Principal Filibuster from Laura Secord Elementary. I've got Harriet in my office. Can you come fetch her?
Is she all right?
She hasn't broken her neck, but there's trouble in River City, if you get my drift.
Yes, I'll come now.
Rightio.
I'm sorry, Mommy. You are such a crybaby, Harriet.
It seems these two young ladies, Olivia and Harriet, found time from their considerable schoolwork to fling wads of wet paper towels up to the ceiling of the bathroom. Many wads. Wads that stick like glue or fall unceremoniously on the heads of unsuspecting principals.
Harriet, is that true?
Yes, but it was her idea. She threatened me and told me that if I didn't do it, I would get into trouble. I did. Not.
I must tell you that I have a zero tolerance policy for destruction of school property and will have to suspend the two of you.
Suspension? Wait till my dad gets here. He's a big shot lawyer and he'll litigate your pants off.
Your father is in court in Wawa and is unavailable to take your case, Missy. So I suggest you keep your threats at a minimum.
Well, it is rather harsh, Principal Filibuster.
Over the years, Mrs. Fobbs, I have found that heading off delinquency at the pass is the best way to keep from meeting our Alamo later on. What on earth are you staring at, Mrs. Fobbs?
Your bottom drawer. You have a whip and
handcuffs.
How can you see that? The drawer is closed.
Surely you don't use those on the children.
Tell me how you saw that.
Open up. This is the police.
They're only 8 years old.
Calm yourself, Mrs. Fobbs. Oh, Officer Joe.
Principal Filibuster.
What kind of trouble are my wee charges in now?
None of the little whippersnappers are suspects. There was an alleged assault near school property. Muffet Marks from Capital City News was actually in the vicinity.
It was terrible. I was canvassing parents this morning looking for clues to the secret identity of Mary Marvel when I was approached by a person wearing a balaclava with a Batman insignia on it, claiming to have a hot tip. The stinker lured me into a nearby alley and pulled my hair really hard.
Ms. Marks.
That villain threatened to break my arm if I didn't tell the true name of Mary Marvel. I didn't have anything to tell. I mean, I hinted that I did on the radio this morning, but really
Luckily, I heard the little lady's plaintive yelps for help.
The creep took off when he saw you coming, but not before writing on my forehead.
Lift up your hair fringe, Miss Muffet.
There. See?
Shazam. The word Shazam.
Has anyone reported a shady Batman balaclavaed lurker?
Oh, that could describe any number of weirdos around here. This is an inner-city school. It's a war zone out there.
She can tell you, Miss Marks.
What?
Harriet here told me she knows. Didn't you, Harriet?
You know who accosted Miss Marks here, Harriet?
I don't know anything. Don't you dare make me look like a liar now, Harry Face. Harriet was the one Mary Marvel saved from the speeding truck. And she said she got a good look at the woman and that she knows exactly who Mary Marvel is.
You do?
Principal Filibuster has a whip and a pair of handcuffs in her bottom drawer.
That was our little secret, Filibuster.
Oh, Lordy. You have to value yourself as a person, Harriet. Now, you'll find, as you grow older, that the Olivias of the world will not turn out to be the most interesting people. You must follow your own path.
So what you're saying is that if I can endure a wretched childhood, I may grow up and write a bestseller and be really happy.
No, I don't think that's what I'm saying. Harriet, you've just been suspended from school. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
It means I'll have a nice week at home.
Harriet! It'll be on your record. And you'll still have to deal with that Olivia. Now, you've got to tell her that you don't know the secret identity of Mary Marvel.
You're asking me to lie. Lie to the girl who controls the whole school.
Oh, sweetie. It's just if... You see, if everyone knew that I was Mary Marvel, people would be banging on our doors at all hours trying to get me to rescue their cats or save the world, and our lives would change.
Yeah, I'd be popular for once.
Harriet, your father doesn't even know. Please. Okay, I just have to run in and get Charlie from Granny's. Do you want to come in and say hi?
No.
Oh, Harriet. Come on, give me a smile.
No!
Oh, all right, then I'll be right back.
Hello, Charlie boy. Did you have a nice time with Granny at the mall?
Oh, did he ever? I think those video games really improve his hand-eye coordination.
Oh, Mother.
Yeah. Hey, Mary Marvel, I heard Muffet Marks think she knows your secret identity.
Oh, don't get me started. It's been a long day, and it's only half over. I was just in the principal's office talking about my problem child.
Look, if you want my opinion, that girl needs a firm hand, or she's going to go right down the garden path.
A firm hand?
Yeah.
You were the one who said, here's $10, bribe your friends with Timbits.
Well, I'm her grandmother. I'm in charge of spoiling, not discipline.
And I'm to be the devil incarnate, using a firm hand. Yeah, thanks for the tip, Mom.
Bye, Charlie. Bye from Granny. Next time we go to the mall, we can play Road Rage.
Help! Oh! Harriet!
Mary?
Oh, Harriet's gone.
Oh, she run away?
Oh, there was a note on the windshield. What? If you want to see your daughter again, send the supposed Mary Marvel to the rescue. Signed, Shazam. Oh, my Lord.
Oh,
Harriet. Oh, here, take Charlie, Mother. I have to call Bob.
Come on, Bob.
East Central Library.
Bob, what
What does Shazam mean?
Shazam? Well, Shazam is the word that brings down lightning and thunder. It's also the name of the Egyptian wizard who grants Billy Batson the ability to transform himself into Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel?
In the same named comic books. What does this have to do with anything?
Bob, we need to talk about Harriet. She got pulled into the principal's office today.
Oh, now, Mary, that's not so terrible.
I think Harriet's having a really hard time.
Mary, why don't we talk about this when I get home? I'll try to leave early.
Yes, I have to go. I have to do something.
All right.
Flying high in the air, the intrepid woman superhero looks everywhere for her abducted daughter. Using her unique, overhoned mothering instinct, Mary Marvel searches the city. Oh, Harriet, sweetheart, where are you? Harriet, I should have listened to you more. You've been having a terrible time, and I haven't been really... Harriet, I hear you. I'm getting closer. Her voice seems to be coming from that nondescript-looking apartment building.
I'm gonna give you one more chance, kid. Tell me her secret identity.
No.
You're the one she rescued from the speeding truck, aren't you?
Yes, but I didn't get a good look, really.
You have no idea who the real Mary Marvel is.
That's right, so... why don't you untie me, okay?
You're staying put until that imposter comes to your rescue.
You're the one who wrote Shazam on Muffet Mark's head, aren't you?
That's right, little miss. And soon the whole world is gonna know why.
Ew. Stop spitting.
You think that's bad? Just be glad you don't have to meet Mr. Mind or the Three Faces of Evil like she did.
You're creeping me out. What are you talking about?
Haven't you ever read a comic book?
It is I, Mary Marvel, come to save the day!
Mary Marvel!
Get back, you smarmy villainess! Are you all right, sweetheart?
Yes, but...
don't come any closer. I might hurt this kid.
Oh, no, don't. Don't. I'll stay back. I'll do anything you want me to.
Ooh, that was awfully groveling and needy for a superhero.
Just don't hurt her.
And that ugly plaid cape and the baggy red leggings, they make you look flabby.
I'm trying to lose weight, but it's hard.
You don't always beat the bad guys, and you make stupid mistakes.
I try. I really do.
Don't let her walk all over you. Punch her!
Harriet, violence is never the answer.
You're an imposter.
What?
Look, all over the walls, the posters, the covers, the paraphernalia... she's magnificent. She's strong. She's smart. She's beautiful.
Who?
The real Mary Marvel.
Pardon?
Don't play coy with me. You stole her name for your own purposes.
I did not.
She was the comic book queen. The sister of Captain Marvel.
Shazam!
Alter ego Mary Bromfield. 6 foot tall. 198 pounds. Black hair. Black eyes. Powers of grace. Courage, stamina, and speed. First appeared in the Captain Marvel Adventures, number 18, March 1943. Found in a box in the attic in the summer of 1962 when my best friend Lisa lied to me about not having a birthday party.
That wasn't very nice.
Everyone was invited but me. Freckles.
Yeah.
My name is Freckles. That was Mary Marvel's best friend's name.
All right, Miss Freckles, why don't you let this girl go home? Untie her, and then we can negotiate a reasonable compromise.
No, she's not going anywhere until you promise to stop plagiarizing Mary's moniker.
Oh, is that what you want? Well, of course I'll change my name. I'll make a full apology, if only you'll just let her...
And you'll pray to her image night and day for forgiveness. You'll do penance on the altar of her comic book likeness. You'll swear allegiance to the religion of Shazam. You will forever be in debt to the marvel of the woman who changed my life forever.
Hey, do you know what you are? A bully. Does she remind you of anyone, Harriet? Has someone been bullying you?
Yes,
Olivia has.
Oh, you have to stand up to bullies, Harriet. Stick up for yourself, and if they won't listen to reason, then you've got to go get help from somebody who can mediate a peaceful solution. Or, in special cases, close your eyes, Harriet. I don't want you to watch. I'm sorry, okay? If you just get down! There, that rope ought to keep you still for a minute.
Why, you...
You're gonna do time for kidnapping, lady. Oh, here, sweetie, let me undo that.
Oh, Maria, thank you.
Are you all right?
I am now.
Oh, sweet.
Open up. This is the police.
Officer Joe, how timely.
Hey. Ain't that Harriet Fobbs?
Yes, yes it is. It seems that this woman here kidnapped her and tried to force her into disclosing my true identity, but she wouldn't buckle.
She must be the one who accosted me this morning.
Bingo, intrepid reporter Muffet Marks.
Yeah, we got a tip about someone acting strange sporting a balaclava, and we was following up on the tip. You got a lot of questions to answer.
Miss Muffet, I am going to be changing my superhero moniker, and I'll give you the exclusive scoop. In fact, I'll give you all my scoops exclusively if you stop trying to find out who I really am. Because we're all entitled to a little privacy.
Alrighty, and I'll call you...
You'll know when I know. Right now, I've got to get this girl home to her mother. She must be sick with worry. Come, Miss Fobbs.
Okay.
No, not that one. But over here, out the window.
Really? We're going to fly?
Hold on tight.
You, did she?
No, I'm fine.
I feel terrible. If anything had happened to you...
No, Mom, you are really great. And you didn't try and show off or anything. You were just you, only better.
Oh, I know it's hard on you having to lie about your own mother.
I'll never tell. Really, I won't.
I was proud of you back there, Harriet.
You aren't mad at me for almost telling?
Oh, Harriet, you don't have to give in to Olivia. If doing something that you know is wrong is the only way to be her friend, then she is not worth having as a pal.
I know, and I don't want to be suspended from school.
Well, let's just see what we can do about that. Hang on tight!
Whee!
Has my mother got here yet?
No, she hasn't, Olivia. She said she had a few things to do at work.
She always has a few things to do at work.
Oh, there. I'm sure she'll be here soon.
I really didn't have anything to do with the wads of paper. It was all Harriet Fobbs. I just came in to go to the bathroom 1 minute before you did.
Well, why didn't you say so before?
I didn't want to be a rat fink.
Huh.
Do you really need to suspend me? It will really upset Mom. And she does donate a lot of money to the book fund.
Oh, she certainly does. I'll tell you what, Olivia. Why don't your mother and I have a little friendly chat about you getting mixed up with the wrong crowd, like that Fobbs girl? And I think we can suspend your suspension. For pity's sake, what on earth is that?
What?
Up there, in the sky.
Is it a bird?
A plane?
No, it's...
Mary Marvel! Oh, my, isn't she marvelous?
Oh, Mary Marvel, over here, look at me!
What's she holding?
Oh, that was so much fun. It's... Harriet Fobbs.
Are you the principal?
Yes, I am.
I just want to commend you on one of your fine pupils.
Really?
Harriet Fobbs here just helped me nab the balaclavaed villain who assaulted Miss Muffet this morning.
Helped you?
She certainly did.
You must instill fine qualities in your pupils. I hope you will honor young Harriet.
Of course. First thing tomorrow morning.
You mean I'm not suspended anymore?
Suspended? I was just trying to jolt some sense into you, Harriet. Evidently, it worked.
Can you take me flying too, Mary Marvel?
No, Olivia, I can't. Because you are a bully, and I don't care for bullies. And if I hear you so much as whisper the word sissy, you will be dealing with me. Do you understand?
Yes.
Come, Miss Fobbs. Your ride awaits.
I'm hanging on tight, Mary Marvel.
To the skies we go!
This is Muppet Marks with a special announcement. Capital City's own Mary Marvel will be Mary Marvel no longer. She will now be known as Mary Marvelous, so as no confusion will exist between our own plaid-caped wonder and that Mary of comic book fame many moons ago. And I hereby announce that I do not know who the real Mary Marvelous is, have never known, and will never know, because it is a secret. Secrets are sacred, unless there's some really important reason to know, like lies in danger or...
I just can't bear that woman's meandering with the English language, Charlie. Now, you be a good boy and eat your mush while Daddy fixes his dashed toaster.
We're home!
Daddy!
Oh, that's a very enthusiastic welcome for somebody who got sent to the principal's office today.
That's all behind us. I sorted it all out.
Oh?
How's Charlie doing? Oh, I better nurse him. I see you're tinkering with the toaster.
I've got a fix-it manual now. There's a book for everything, Mary.
Spoken like a true librarian.
So, Harriet, you going to tell me what happened?
There was a girl at school I was trying to impress by getting in trouble with her and telling her things I shouldn't.
And you learned that you have to stay true to yourself and there's no need to try and impress anyone.
Well, I learned that if someone is bullying you, you should try to use your words, get some help, or if that all fails, beat the crap out of them.
Harriet!
Sorted everything out, did you, Mary?
Nobody's perfect, Bob. Nobody's perfect.
Was Identity Crisis, Episode 5 of The Super Adventures of Mary Marvelous by Beverly Cooper. In the cast, Catherine Disher was Mary Fobbs, John Jarvis was her husband Bob, Dara Perlmutter was Harriet, Barbara Gordon was Mary's mother Wanda, Deborah Drakeford was reporter Muffet Marks, Robin Craig was Principal Filibuster, Brenda Robbins was Freckles, Officer Joe was Stuart Clow. Mary Marvelous was produced and directed in Toronto by Linda Grierson. The executive producer is James Roy. My name is Andrea Hunter, and after the CBC News, I'll be speaking with Shelley Waxman. He's an underwater archaeologist, and an octopus helped him make an important archaeological discovery. That's coming up right after the news.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.